Good morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you to another edition. This is an emergency broadcast this very morning in the land of Biafra. Depending on where you are, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet Earth. And by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwukikabia Mapurumi Henine, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are live and we are direct this morning. We are on my page, of course, which we know that Facebook is suppressing, doing all they can. The very criminal, deceptive, corrupt, colonizing Facebook is at it once again. I welcome each and as I told you yesterday that I will try and make it this morning to look at what the fool, the mask-wearing idiot has to say. And we were not surprised that he did not say anything very, very important or something noteworthy. But today is a very massive day in the lives of our people. And we are sitting at home right across Biafra land. And I'm sure that people are listening to us at this precise moment. Everywhere is on lockdown in Biafra land because we are under one divine command. We are doing the work that Elohim have asked us to come to do. We are going to pray this morning as always because we are nothing without the grace of the Most High. We are going to pray a very simple prayer that our enemies will, of course, be put to shame. It is a psalm that I love very, very much. Psalm number 70. Psalm number 70. Absolutely important that we pray this prayer this very morning. The whole world is waking up to this. I'm sure that even our Oduduwa brothers and sisters, our brethren from Yoruba land, they are listening right across the world. I have seen some pictures. Some people have now come out to join the protest of Oduduwa that is going on right across the world. I've just seen some pictures and it is a welcome development. The zoo is moving straight ahead, should I say precipitously, into an inevitable crash and disintegration. And I am very, very glad to say that we are at the vanguard, at the forefront of this very effort. This very effort. In fact, even OPC have spoken. Those opposing Yoruba agitation for self-determination are political opportunists. Things are happening everywhere. If you are IPOB this very morning, you need to pat yourself on the back. Are bringing our message to the Most High. They say it in Igbo language. And that is the language that I'm going to pray in this very morning because things are happening. Things are happening. Amazingly. Amazingly, things are happening. There is no way. Chineke na bini gwanyi na adongi we na jage ma we neto. Inebuli a hanso yelu. Obunso di anga kageji we fegi. Onye mwem na chineke na. Back in which you got in DDA 2 hours, go gualo, ha, bully, here and come with her. Ndi am begging up on the Nanchan, you see, I say, aha, like when the corner has a wedding. No potting get tied to one, you go, young women.
Owa niile na-eme mkpọtụ onye gwa m na Chineke nna. Site n'ọrụ ebube nke gị onwe gị rụrụ, site na mbọ ụmụ gị na-agba nwere onwe nke ha onwe ha, nna nke igwe, iwe etu anyị ugo. Ka ọ ga-abụ anyị ikwu okwu ụwa niile wee nye anyị ntụ n'olu. Anyị wee na-asị anyị onwe anyị bụ ndị na-achị ilughi, bụ ndị nwe obi ụtọ na obi aṅụrị n'ime gị onye nwe m. Anyị onwe anyị bụ ndị nwe ezi ịhụnanya ebe nzọpụta gị nọ. Akwabịa na mgbe niile anyị na-asị eze ndị eze, ka anyị jaa gị mma. Chineke nna nke igwe, ka anyị too gị wee kpụ isi ala nye gị. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya kere ihe niile kere eke mana onwe gị onye kere na anyị ga-ebuli aha nsọ gị elu site n'ebighị ebi ma ruo n'ebighị ebi. N'ihi na anyị nọ na mkpa. Ụmụ ogbenye ka anyị bụ onye nwe m na Chineke nna nke igwe, nwee ihe ọbụla nke anyị gbaa dịka ụmụaka bụ ndị na-asa sọsọ n'afọ n'afọ, anyị wee na-arọ ike igwe bịa mee ngwa ngwa wee zọpụta anyị n'aka ajọ ihe. N'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye enyemaka, naanị gị bụ onye nzọpụta, naanị gị bụ Chineke nna nke usu niile nke ndị agha. Biko atụfukwala mgbe, bịa ka igwe memila zuu n'ụbọchị nke taa. Bịa ka iwe tituo obodo ekwensụ nke Luka dị nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, ka amara gị na ebere gị ịhụnanya gị wee mụbaa n'ebe anyị nọ, ka iru gị wee chaa n'ebe anyị nọ, ka iwe chekwa ezinụlọ bụ IPOB n'ụwa niile, ọ bụladị nọ n'ụlọ nga bụ ndị anyị na-echeta n'ụbọchị nke taa, ka ha ara bụ ndị kụnụrụ si n'anya agaghị anọ nna nke ebere ndị dịtụ agaghị anọ, ka ha ara si na ha kpọrọ onwe ha ndị gọvanọ ma ndị nke kpọrọ onwe ha ndị adiministreto ndị Fulani webatara n'obodo anyị. Chineke nna nke gụnyere ga-abụ nke ndị dịtụ a, a ga-ala ha n'iyi onye nwe m na Chineke nna. N'ihi na egwu adịghị atụ anyị iwepụrụ anyị egwu n'anya, iwepụrụ anyị egwu n'anya. Chineke nna eze ebube dị ngọzi, anyị wee na-aja gị mma, wee na-eto gị, wee na-agọzi aha nsọ gị. Gị onwe gị bụ onye kere igwe maka ele ụwa, ka iwe nara ọtụtụ niile na-asọpụrụ niile na-eja mma niile site n'ebighị ebi ma ruo n'ebighị ebi. He said, we are going to move on speedily, and I want the world to know that Biafra land is locked down. Locked down completely. People are saying 80% compliance. What is the meaning of 80% compliance? I want total lockdown everywhere. Complete shutdown. I am telling the volunteer command, Biafra land needs to be locked down until 6 p.m. tonight. Any idiot, any bugger, any fool, any non-entity that tries to defy this because their father is from Fulani, or Fulani has given them money, should be dealt with this very morning. Stupid people. When Fulani Janjaweed asked you to stay at home because of COVID-19, that doesn't exist in our land, all of you sat at home and did nothing. Today we are sitting at home to let the whole world know that the zoo is finished. And it is a direct order to volunteer command. This very day, Biafra land must be locked down completely and totally. That is, everywhere is on lockdown. Everywhere is on lockdown in Biafra land. I mean, everywhere is on lockdown. It is not about public holiday. It is lockdown. And that is how it is supposed to be. That is how it is supposed to be, because we own our land. We own it. Biafra land belongs to us. It is ours and nobody else's. And that is how it is going to be. I welcome each and every one of you. I am going to do the best I can this morning. I don't want to listen to some of the idiocy coming from Asorok. You are having, Diamond Jubilee, 60 years, Diamond Jubilee of the contraption zoo.
British direct
moving
rule
to British indirect rule. Before 1960 was direct rule, now it's indirect rule. You're still controlled by Britain. I want to ask you a very simple question this very morning. Afternoon or night, depending on where you are. Was that address today from that idiot, was it the mask-wearing Jubilee II? Was that a live broadcast or recorded? Of course it was recorded. You claim that whoever you call Buhari is alive. You claim you have a president. In that president's own country, they are doing a recorded broadcast. And the people are so foolish. People are so foolish, it is unbelievable. That is why each time I come live on air, they say you are insulting black people. I say I insult them because they are foolish. Nobody can rise up to ask, if I have a president, why a recorded broadcast? And as I said, I knew they would make a mistake. They always make mistakes all the time. I knew they were going to make a mistake. Even channels television, that's John Momo. These are the people that will rise up tomorrow and tell about, one Nigeria, because they are benefiting, their families are benefiting. They know it was a recorded broadcast, but they put live on it. Recorded broadcast. Absolutely appalling and abhorrent.
That is what they do. These are liars and deceivers, and today we are going to dissect them. I want the pictures and videos of our 100% compliance, sit at home, to be everywhere. So that BBC, that agent of full and agent Jawudism, they won't come out tomorrow to come and write rubbish, as usual. Or Dave Umahi will not pay them to write rubbish. I am giving a direct order to volunteer command in Ebonyi State to ensure that Ebonyi State is locked down till 6 p.m. You will see it. As I warned the zoo army and the zoo police, don't allow me to get angry. Any day I become upset and I give the order, you will run away from our land. You will run away from Biafra land. It has started. You will run from Biafra land. Now you understand that you're dealing with people who are not only learned, but very highly intelligent. Now you will know. And the zoo will fall. That zoo is going to fall. It doesn't matter what you do. The zoo is collapsing. I want rigorous enforcement of this sit at home. Rigorous enforcement of it. Mad people everywhere. They think we are joking. We own Biafra land. Biafra land doesn't belong to Ohanaeze. It doesn't belong to Pandef. It doesn't belong to any governor. No idiot. It belongs to the people. And the people have spoken. And today, they are sitting at home in complete adherence to an order that was given. That is who we are. We are one people under one command. One people under one command. Biafra land is ours. And from now onwards, we enforce it. We are now going to let the world understand that we own the land itself. Not this Fulani Janja with agents in our midst. We own the land. The land belongs to us. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing the enemies can do. I want to play a clip for you. A very simple clip. It's a clip, please. I want it to be posted on my page. I want you to do a simple compare and contrast. And I do believe that the U.S. ambassador is listening. I also believe that the U.K. High Commissioner is listening. And also that Her Britannic Majesty, the Queen of England, is also listening to this very broadcast this morning. Or her agents may be listening and then they will bring it to her attention later on. I want you, what we have done is a very simple thing. Is to place the video that they played for you people, to you gullible animals in the zoo. The video they played for you this morning, claiming that is Buhari talking, and the video of the proper Buhari, the same time in 2015. 2015, Independence Anniversary, 1st of October 2015, I want you to compare and contrast 2015 Independence broadcast with the rubbish that you had this very morning. When people come here to listen to us or be part of this very gospel, which I'm sure that millions of you are following via IPOB Community Radio. I know that some of you are listening via satellite, some are listening via FM this very morning. Wherever you are in the blessed land of Biafra or elsewhere in the Zoological Republic, we know that you are following the events that is unfolding. And I'm sure that some of you very early this morning may have watched. Because we said yesterday that they are running scared, that was why they hastily put their video together. Maybe the person who brought the new mask from China managed to land after all, and they hastily put something together and they have broadcasted. And of course, you know, it is deep fake. It is not real. And I'm going to prove it to you this morning that it is deep fake video. That is one thing that they don't understand. I warned them, don't bring out this idiocy, this ridiculousness, this foolishness. Anytime you try to do that, we are going to dissect it. Anytime you try to be too clever, or you claim that you're clever, then we will make you understand that you are wasting your time. Here this morning we're going to do it. And I want it to be played. It's a very simple thing. Look at the grammatical sequencing of this very boy that spoke this morning, not this morning, in the recorded video that was played this morning, and listen to the old Buhari. You will see that grammar has changed. So Buhari all of a sudden has now gone to Cambridge. He can now pronounce words properly. I want you to do a simple compare and contrast, because that is where people go to school. People go to school to switch their brain into gear, to be able to discern, to be able to understand, to be able to distinguish, to be able to analyze. And this very morning, I am asking the whole world, especially black people, to look at these two videos and tell me if they are the same person. And to make matters worse, how can you be in a country and you're playing recorded broadcast and you claim you're a living president? That is not possible. Now I want, it is something that I want the world to participate in and be part of this very morning. Everybody who is working, fraudulently working, let me tell those Yoruba people working for Facebook, Oduduwa is going to be free very, very soon. Every Yoruba person working for Facebook, suppressing the truth and trying to allow Fulani Janjaweed to continue, you are going to face trial even in Oduduwa land. Because what you're doing is betrayal. What you're doing is treachery. Working with Facebook that have now gone and collected money from the Nigerian government in order to dish out falsehood, in order to suppress the truth, because I understand that pictures and videos making rounds this very morning about the successful sit at home, that Facebook is busy removing them. I don't know why. And most of them are Yoruba people. Most of them are Oduduwa people who are working for Facebook. I want them to understand that they will face trial. You see that Facebook office, that Facebook, criminal Facebook office in Lagos, as soon as Oduduwa is free, it will be shut down. There will be no Facebook in Lagos. I can assure them of that. Let them continue with their lies and their deception, helping or propping up a terrorist failing government of the zoo, a government of the Fulani cabal, a government of Photoshop, a government of deep fake video that was issued this very morning. That one, we are not going to broadcast in the morning. Hey, then we are going to broadcast in the morning. No, we are going to broadcast from Ego Square. No, no more Ego Square. He will only go there to go and wave. These are the things that I want people to understand. These are the things that I want you to appreciate. I'm going to play it for you this very morning. I want you to listen to the voice of the old Buhari, should I say the new, the Jubril the second, because the former Jubril ran away from Cuba. After Abba Kyari died, they went and recruited another one. The idiot now wearing a mask. Look at his English. Look, just listen very carefully and then you will know. And I want that posted on my page as well, and I want that posted immediately for the whole world to know that these are liars and deceivers and that they're cheats. I want the world to understand the idiocy and the stupidness that has gone into constructing the brain of a Nigerian in the zoo called Nigeria. Very, very important, please. Listen and listen very carefully, please. I'm going to play it for you. Listen.
Strengthen public service. It will serve the government. This positive trajectory continues.
Positive trajectory. Positive trajectory. Look at the pronunciation of the word trajectory. From this Jubril the second. Just listen to the pronunciation. That tells you all you need to know. Now listen, please continue. So all of a sudden, after going through brain surgery, he forgot his mother tongue, but his English improved. He cannot speak Fufu, but his English somehow improved. That he can now pronounce trajectory very well. Pronounce it not even in a Fulbe accent or with a Hausa accent. Trajectory. Are you telling me that the old Buhari could have pronounced trajectory? Is that what you're telling me? Somebody who cannot pronounce ordinary government, who cannot pronounce the other room, is now pronouncing trajectory very cleanly and very clearly. And I told them, anytime you bring out this idiot, you are risking ridicule, and that's what I'm going to bring them to this very morning. I want you to listen, please. Listen very, very carefully once again to the old and the new Buhari. But you're hearing the voice of the new Buhari first. It is on my page right now. I believe it is being posted. Go to my page and you'll be able to see it. The new Buhari versus the old one. And tell me why people with common sense will not be able to discern. Look at their faces. Look at the old Buhari, 80 years old. And look at the little boy with the plasticine, with silicone on his face. And then we'll proceed and we'll destroy them this morning. I told them, you will always make mistakes. Anytime you do any of this, your nonsense, there will always be mistakes. And it is my job and the duty of this noble family of IPOB all over the world to point that out for you. Deliberately, we did not insist on announcing or pre-announcing this program this morning. To know that the children of light, to be able to understand how many of them are tuned in. And many of them are listening. Many of them. If you have not downloaded IPOB Community Radio, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Download it. It is far more cheaper to listen on that very platform than any other. Cheaper than YouTube, cheaper than Facebook. 10 times cheaper than listening on Facebook. You must get IPOB Community Radio and be able to listen. Now, hear the recorded speech. A country of fraudsters. These are is a country of deceivers, of liars, People, black liars. They lie, they deceive, and they cheat. Our job is to expose them by what comes out of their mouth,
from what comes out of their mouth, we expose them. Look at the new Buhari that they have brought to you, Jubilee the second. Look at the old Buhari and tell me anybody with common sense. I want Queen Elizabeth, look at the idiot that Queen Elizabeth is writing to about her anniversary. I want to ask, is this a human being? Look at his face. Now, listen again, please.
It was the government.
Mm-hmm.
This positive trajectory continues with a return to democratic government, which was truncated by another round of military rule.
Truncated by another round of military rule? Who truncated it? Is it not you, the person they claim you represent? Is it not you? Do you see how foolish foreign people are? He is talking about truncating a democracy. In 1983, this set of fools, first Buhari is dead. This little boy here pretending to be Buhari. Let us assume, since you're pretending to be Buhari, and you're talking about truncating of democracy, was it not you that truncated democracy? And Facebook has come. As I started to play this very voice now, they have started to remove people from listening on Facebook page, because I said I want it posted. They have now started removing people. All of a sudden, it is now collapsing. The numbers are falling. This is what people don't understand. These are agents of neocolonialism. They want you to remain in perpetual poverty. That idiot in Facebook office in Lagos, responsible for removing people who are listening on my page, you will pay very dearly for it. Now that we are letting the world understand about the fraud, the latest fraud, these are people that claim they love Nigeria. These are people that say, oh, we want Nigeria to grow and to move forward. This is the extent they are prepared to go. Fraudulently deceiving people. I want to ask anybody, you claim that you are Buhari, and you talk about truncating election when it was you in 1983. Do you see that Fulani has no shame? Sometimes it is very, very difficult to shame somebody who has no shame. In 1983, the idiot who is now dead, buried in Saudi Arabia, that you're broadcasting on his behalf, he was the one that overthrew Shagari's regime. Yet in the year 2020, you had the temerity to open your mouth to talk about military truncating democracy. Can you believe such nonsense? That is the arrant hypocrisy of the Fulani Janjaweed that I can't understand. And the fact that some people actually allow them, the fact that some people allow them to get away with this is actually mind-blowing. It is unbelievable. He's talking about truncating an election when it was him that did it. And to tell you how foolish, how completely hopeless Nigerians are, they voted for the same person that overthrew a democratic regime. That tells you all you need to know about the idiots in the zoo. But at least we are curing them. And of course, Facebook is doing all they can. They do all they can to suppress our numbers, to remove people from listening to us. If they remove you, please kindly go. That's what they're doing this morning. We are now at 5.6. If they remove you, kindly go to IPOB Community Radio. IPOB Community Radio, we are live there. It is far more cheaper to listen on that very platform. Far more cheaper to listen on that very platform, please. Let us continue to listen to this recorded speech by somebody that claims he's alive. Yet you cannot address your people directly. You claim they are your people. You are using a recorded speech. And the thing about black people sometimes is this. When there is a fraud, you see most of them that are in on it. China's television fraudulently put live, but they know it wasn't live. They know it wasn't live because they didn't know how to react. They didn't know how to respond to us. So 1 minute they are going to broadcast. The next minute they're not going to broadcast until they decided and said, oh my goodness, it is anniversary. We must do something. Very, very important. You listen to this. Now listen.
For accumulative 29.
Accumulative.
Of 60 years existence as a nation, we have been under.
60 years of existence as a nation. So Nigeria is 60 years, according to this baboon that they put to Buhari, a hyper reality face mask on his face. Nigeria is 60 years old. And how many years old is Obasanjo? Obasanjo is older than Nigeria. I want people to understand. I want people to appreciate. We want people to come to the understanding that Nigeria is a fraud. Nigeria is 60 years old. Obasanjo is, I think, is 84 years old, if I'm not mistaken, or thereabout. So they claim. Nigeria is 60 years old. Obasanjo is 84. So what nationality was Obasanjo before 1960? This is the question they cannot answer. This is the question we ask them every blessed day. They cannot answer it. They cannot answer it. Every blessed day we ask them the same question. He has said, this clown you put Buhari mask on his face have said now that Nigeria is 60 years. 60 years of our existence as a nation. So you were not a nation before 1960. Are you listening? But some of you claim Nigeria got, we got our independence. Nigeria got independence in 1960. And I'm asking you a simple question. If you're a nation of 60 years old, according to this clown now, from what he has said, if you're a nation of 60 years old, who were you before 60 years ago? They cannot answer it. They cannot answer it. Do you see why Facebook is working with them? Do you see why the owner of Facebook is another corrupt idiot and a criminal? Why they are supporting evil? Can you see it? Some of you don't understand. Some of you cannot reason. The essence of Radio Biafra, what we are doing in IB, is to open your mind so you can reason properly like a human being. Ask yourself this simple question. The Chinese are now colonizing us. Facebook is also there doing their bit. Everybody, ask yourself, why Africa? Why black Africa? Ask yourself that question. The Arabs came and enslaved us. The Europeans came and enslaved us. Now China is enslaving us. Now ordinary Facebook, a simple social media platform, is enslaving you. Do you understand it? Do you understand it? All of a sudden, people are listening and they begin to remove people. I keep asking myself, what is wrong with black? Must you be evil? As a black person, must Satan walk with you all the time to defeat the purpose of God? And of course, they have failed and they'll keep failing. We're analyzing the nonsense coming out of the mouth of the mask wearer this morning before we go into the physical features and attributes of the idiot that they presented. And I wanted to compare it with the dead old Buhari, whose tortuous soul is wandering the Arabian desert right now. One idiot wrote this morning, oh, can't you see Buhari? He's now talking his life. And I weep for black people. No wonder everybody wants to colonize you. No wonder you people are useless. No wonder you are hopeless, because you're black, you're African, and you're stupid. You cannot reason very well. They went and concocted a video, different video. They didn't know if they were going to play it or not. They were scared. They were terrified. They wanted to go to Eagle Square so this idiot can wave at you. They decided, no, it is too risky. People are watching IPOBs all over the world. They are watching, they're analyzing. They will pick us out. They will identify our faults. Now, they said, instead of the camera to be boasting that he stopped them from broadcasting, we might as well try and put something together. And they have. And they have shot themselves in the foot, as always. Anybody who looks at this, ask yourself a simple question. The beginning is this. If you are in a country and you're alive and you're a president, why is it that you cannot do a live broadcast? Very simple question. Anybody with common sense can understand that, but people in the zoo don't, because they are zoological republic animals. They cannot reason very well. Now listen again, please.
Military rule. My summary of our journey so far, as a nation, is necessary to appropriately chart where we need to go and how to get there together. Today,
Yes.
Our economy, along with every single economy in the world, is in a crisis.
Yes.
We still face security challenges in parts of the country.
Who created the security challenges? The same Buhari you're representing said that Boko Haram and his brothers are an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North. You people created it. It's only Fulani politicians that goes about creating terrorist groups. You claim you're facing challenges. If you're facing challenges, who made those challenges to exist in the first place? The same Fulani Janjaweed. And people are still in the same useless place saying they are Nigerians. That is how foolish they are. That is how useless and hopeless they are. That is why Biafra land is on a lockdown this very day. Because people are foolish and they are hopeless. They cannot reason. They cannot think properly. I do not understand for the life of me why people can be so pathetically wretched, both intellectually, but in terms of lack of common sense. It defeats me completely. Other countries are in a recession. Those countries are their refineries working. They have refineries, are they working? If those countries were to shut down the refineries the way you idiots criminally shut down four refineries in the zoo, do you think you have petrol today to put in your cars or to run your generators in Asorok? A whole seat of power is running on a generator. These are the idiots that people claim ought to or need to be supported. You must support them. Now listen.
Well, our society suffers.
Now listen to, now I want to play the voice of the old, dead, late Buhari, whose spirit, vagabond spirit, is wandering the Arabian desert as we speak. Because he was rejected by hell. He couldn't make it to heaven. Even Lucifer rejected the soul of the evil, genocidal Buhari, who is lying in a shallow grave in Saudi Arabia. Now listen to the voice of the original Buhari and make your comparisons. Go and make your comparisons. And once again, let me remind you, if you're kicked out of my page, which Facebook does all the time, simply download IPOB Community Radio. Very, very important. And you can listen to us there live and direct. And very soon, we can be able to chat on that very platform as well. Facebook is in for one almighty mess. I'm telling you that. For now, listen to the voice of the old dead Buhari and tell me if they are the same people. Now, listen very carefully, please.
I don't want all oil-dependent countries, Nigeria included, have been struggling since the drop in prices. Many oil-rich states have had to take tough decisions similar to what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The world, Nigeria included, has been dealing with the effects of the three significant and simultaneous global shocks starting in 2014. 70% drop in oil prices, global growth slowdown, normalization of monetary policy.
Now, you can hear very well, can't you? All of you can hear the old Buhari and the new Buhari. That is how the zoo rolls, isn't it? That is how they are. And as I want them, you come up with this garbage this morning, you're going to be in one almighty mess. And now, please, I want the pictures to be put up on my page. Facebook, you're about to remove more people now. Facebook, you are about to remove even more people. You are about to remove more people. I want you to please put it up on my page. Put it up on my page. Pictures that we got from their recorded broadcast this very morning. Put it on my page. I have taken the pain of identifying where we want people to focus their attention on. Look at the face of the man. First of all, you will see him with his glasses, as usual. You will see, China has done a very good job. This silicon one they have done now is very, very good. They have done a very good job. Now, as with every face mask in the history of mankind, look at the eye area, the eyelid. Look at the eyes, look at the eyebrows, look at the eyelid, look at the glasses. Simply look through the glasses. How many... How many eyelids does he have? I can count three here. One, two, and three. Because they had difficulties. If you make it smooth, you will not be able to mimic the age, which is 80 years old. You cannot mimic it. So what, in order to try to create the eyelid of an 80-year-old, they ended up messing themselves up. Look at it. I marked it for the attention of people. Just look at his, zoom the picture. Look at his eyes. And go back to your own picture. Go back to the picture of Obasanjo. Go back to the picture of George Soros, who looks physically old,
with saggy with sunburns under his eyes. Go and look at all of them. I challenge Femi Adesina. I challenge Garba Shehu. I challenge even the great harlot herself, Loretta Onochie, the great harlot in Asorok. I challenge them to go and get me the picture of any other normal human being with three sets of eyelids. Now, go and show it to me. Look at the picture. Go and look at the picture of Obasanjo. Zoom it very closely and tell me this, the very monster that they call, this idiot wearing a face mask that they call Buhari. Look at it very clearly and tell me if this is a human being. These are the things that people don't understand. These are the things that black people, their brain is not developed enough to be able to comprehend. Look at the eye. Look at the glasses that they have put on this idiot's face wearing a face mask with a recorded delivery. The insult is not just wearing a face mask, but a recorded delivery to a nation that they claim is of 200 million people. A country, not a nation. I hastily correct myself. Do you understand it? Now look at it very clearly. Look at the eyes. I want it posted on my page, please, for the world to see, so that people that come on my page, they can see very clearly what we are talking about. I want you to go and get your own picture, or the picture of your grandfather or your father who is 80 years old, and tell me if they have three eyelids. Three. Atom. One is his original one, you can see. The other one is where they are trying to mimic an 80-year-old. Look at the eyes very clearly. That is number one. And number two, there's another set of pictures that I want published. The first one, you will see him very clearly. And then the second one, I have circled it for you. Tell me somebody that can boast of two eyebrows. Look at it very well. What the bulge you're seeing, above his glasses, is his original eyelid. But in order for them to make it appear like a human face, it has to be very thin and very flat. And that is why the eyebrows are now showing, and you can see the other set of eyebrows again behind it. And this is a human being. They claim it is a human being. And what I say to them is, and I challenge them, go and show me any other person with this type of, any normal human being with this type of eyebrows. Show me anybody with this type of eyelids. Go and show me anywhere. You have old people who are 80 years old in the zoo. Go and show me. All of a sudden, this one is not speaking perfect English. All of a sudden, go and listen, go to my page and look at what I have just posted. Look at the clip they made, the recorded broadcast this morning, and the one they did before. 2015, 2020. The one of 2020 is younger. The one of 2020 speaks very smart English compared to the one of 2015. So the older, the more the years roll by, the younger he becomes. The more perfect his English becomes. And people are there saying, Mr. President, that is how foolish they are. That was why they went back to presidency, because they know there is no president. Where is Yemi Osinbajo? 60th anniversary, where is he? Nobody can find him. Where is Buratai? As I told you, he's gone never to return. Everything we tell is the truth. Absolute truth. The gospel from heaven. The gospel from heaven. These are the things that our people need to understand. And that is why I said to them, they should not, in the first place, they should not have brought out that idiot this very morning. And I told them, and I warned them, anytime you bring out that clown, you will always make mistakes. Every time. Because that is not Buhari. That can never be. A country of deceivers. Even journalists, people in channels, television, people, a TV station. Liars. And the people wake up in the morning and they believe liars and they want their lives to be better. How can your life be better when all of you are liars and all of you are hypocrites? Liars and hypocrites, all of them. Channels TV, are you telling me that program was live? Of course it was not live, but they wrote live to deceive them. These are, they know they are lying, they know people know they are lying, but they insist on lying regardless. There is no shame, there is no shame. John Momo has no shame. That idiot has no shame. With his stupid channel television, they have no shame. But idiots, they go and they listen to them. Because they are black people. They understand nothing. They understand recorded delivery. On an anniversary,
Diamond Jubilee, recorded delivery. Now, people in the zoo should ask themselves, when are we going to hear this man speak live to us as a human being? If he's living, recorded is for the dead. The reason why people say, I am talking to you live, is because you are talking to the living. You are a living being. So you are alive. You are alive and you're living and you're talking. Isn't that the correct way to describe it? Why recorded delivery? Why do you have two eyebrows and three eyelids? Are you a monster? Look at it very well. And now, on the very last picture, they claim it's Buhari. Look at his hands. Look at his hands. I'm asking, I'm pleading with you. And get me an 80-year-old anywhere in the world with this type of fresh hands. On the second set of pictures that we're posting on my page right about now, if it's not been done. That tells you what you need to know. That tells you all you need to know. Our people need to reason. The essence of having Radio Biafra is to get black people all over the world to be able to reason. Because black people are daft by nature. We are daft. We are useless. Can you believe that you are in a country of so-called 200 million people, and the television station deliberately in broad daylight, the Korokoro, before your eyes, you can see it. They know they write live. Presidency will come out and say it was recorded, but on channels it is live. Everybody is deceiving everybody. That is why I can tell you confidentially that the zoo is gone. The zoo is absolutely gone. And now today, the news is breaking right now. Boko Haram invites Chadian soldiers to fight with Nigerian army. Zulum tells Buhari, the governor who has been under siege, is begging for Chad to come. Some of you will remember, a few have been saying it from day one, since we started this platform, Radio Biafra, this version that we have since 2012. I've been telling you always that Nigeria never wins any war on its own. Now, I want to ask the Supreme Court Fulani Administrator of Imo State, I want to ask Hope Ozadema. Ordinary Boko Haram, they're inviting Chad. Ordinary Boko Haram, they're inviting Chad. Imagine when IPOB goes violent. Maybe you will invite the army of hell to come and help them. They have never won any war on their own before. When you tell them, our boys, Nigerian army, and I said, Nigeria has never won any battle or any war before without the help of external forces. Somebody must come to help them. That Nigeria prevailed or seemed to prevail was because Britain fought against Biafra. It wasn't Nigeria that fought against Biafra. It was Britain that fought against Biafra. Why? Because Biafrans are reasonable. Because we are progressive. Because we are forward-looking. Because we are naturally endowed. Our intellectualism comes from the womb of our mothers. They knew they cannot control us, but Britain knew that Fulani can be controlled very easily. Once they face their coward, they sell oil and they sell gas and they buy houses, and look at how Lugard described them. That tells you everything. And I keep wondering, and I keep asking Zoological Republic people, why is it that you people don't even read history? Go and look at what Lugard said about Fulani people. It is all there. All they want to do is to loot, to cheat, to spend money. They produce nothing. The people that created you, that's what they told you. And today, they are going to invite Chad. But they claim they are the giant of Africa. They are the superpower of Africa, the most populous nation in the world. You are going to ask the most impoverished nation in the world, Chad, to come and help you fight the problem that you created. Do you understand it? Do you see how foolish people are? Do you see? I want people to wake up and to begin to reason that Nigeria was designed to cage you. The people that built Nigeria was Britain. They created it, not you. Their main aim of creating it is to subjugate you, to use you as a pawn in the fulfillment of whatever rubbish that they have put in place. I told Nigeria I will destroy you with the truth. God is destroying Nigeria, not me. Destruction with the truth. Only the truth. It doesn't matter how many people you engage, you employ, you give money to. Like the useless, corrupt Facebook. But I can assure Facebook categorically, they can do all they can. They have all the money in the world. They can do whatever they can. But Oduduwa is going. There will be no Facebook in Oduduwa land. And also in Biafra land. We want them to understand that all these things, they can never go free. For suppressing the truth, they can never ever go free. For this evil they are doing, they can never go free. Facebook can never go free. They can never. They can never go free. What we are preaching this day as we preach is that Nigeria has no army. And we are telling them, if you're fighting in the Nigerian army, remember what Fulani headsmen are doing in your village. Remember the mothers who have been raped. It could be your mom, it could be your wife, it could be your daughter. That is why I keep insisting, that is why I keep saying, I want everybody, leave the army for the Fulanis to be there. If you are in the army shouting one Nigeria, your village is going. Let you be, people must understand that. If after all these years, Oduduwa have risen up, that should tell people something. If, forget about Biafra, we've been agitating to be free for a very long time. If Oduduwa Yoruba people can wake up one day and say, enough is enough, that tells you all you need to know, that there is no hope for Nigeria. There is no hope. None whatsoever. They are begging Chad to come and fight for them. Because they know that Britain cannot come. There are laws holding them. They know Americans cannot come to help them. They know Russia can no longer come to bomb people, in civilian populations again in Biafra land. That is why they're doing what they're doing. Now they're going to Chad to beg. You claim you're the giant of Africa. You claim you have everything. You have oil. You have gas. You have all this. That is the only thing you have anyway. You claim all this useless, inflated pomposity, all this arrogance. You are begging ordinary Chad. It is here in the news. Boko Haram invites Chadian soldiers to fight. As I keep saying to them all the time, the zoo is finished. They have no army. I told them you'll be decimated. Decimated. There are people who are doubting us. There were people who were doubting us, saying, what are they going to say? There was a video that was sent to me earlier, before we came on air. I don't know if that can be posted also on my page. Someone was asking them around on call, you claim Nnamdi Kanu is not getting it right. Come on, open your shop now, let us see. We are formidable, I'm telling you. Chineke Baramakebe, we are awesomely formidable, I tell you. This IPOB is a monster, I tell you. Because we stand on the side of truth. Always. Always. Because that was the oath we took, to speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. And that truth shall set you free. After many years of preaching this very gospel, and people saying, oh, you castigate people, you insult them. The same people you claim I'm insulting and castigating, have they not risen up? The Oduduwa people? Is Oduduwa not all over the world this morning? Some pictures are here, and I want one of the pictures actually posted. One of them, I don't know the country that this is, where you see Biafra and Oduduwa side by side. I want that picture posted on my page as well. Side by side. Biafra and Oduduwa side by side. Because the truth pays. Eziokwu Chineke, the truth. Once you continue to hammer on the truth over time, the same way, watch what will happen to Asorok. We are waiting for that boy. We have now prepared, we have prepared men in US, in Europe and in Asia. People who are prepared to die. You see that mask on his face, we must remove it. I'm telling you the truth. Only if he will remain in Asorok, sleeping with Nasubari Aisha every blessed day. Only if that boy will remain in Asorok with Aisha, having fun, once in a while he will wear a mask and come out. That is the only thing. Any day they come abroad, we have told US government, every government of the world, be prepared to shoot us. We are going to meet him and we'll drag that mask out of his face. If it means infiltrating every Nigerian meeting that he's going to attend, we must get his face and pull off that mask for the whole world to know that the zoo is a fraud. They don't know how serious we are. After all, we are dying. So what would it cost us is if one or two people are shot dead, trying to unmask Jubril II. He's a mask wearer. That mask, we must remove it. And we are going to remove it either in Europe, in Asia, or in America. It must be removed. It must be removed. Because any government that tries to shoot any of us, the matter will, of course, be referred to court. When we go to court, they will ask why. They say he was trying to remove a mask. And then that will be the end of the zoo. Mad people everywhere. They're playing with us. They don't know what is coming after them. As I've been warning them, I was warning Southeast governors, so they call themselves, stop this killing of IPOB family members. Stop all these arrests. They will not hear. Stop it, stop it, stop it. They will not hear. Now they're hearing us. They're hearing from us. And that's how it's going to be until Biafra is restored and beyond. Facebook, their judgment is coming. Their judgment is coming. For tamping with the children of the Most High, the truth that God said must be preached to the sons of men. Facebook, write it down. They think they're invincible. You see, you will hear what will happen to Facebook. And people will play this clip. and say you said so. Where is Buhari? Dead in Saudi Arabia. Where is Abakiyari? Dead. Where is Issa Funtua? Dead. Where is Maman Daura? Dead. Let them announce that Maman Daura is dead. I will pronounce the next Fulani Cabal leader that will die. And the idiot will die. That they may know how serious we are. That what we are preaching is not of man. What we are preaching is not that of man. Elohim, Chukukika, Biamas. And I'm placing our volunteer command, any idiot fathered by Fulani that dares to open their shop today, Chileka, you will suffer. Idiots everywhere. Fulani went and paid some people claiming they are doing agitation. Hostel builders and hotel builders trying to use them to scuttle what we are doing. And we say to them, bring it on. They are everywhere. Today, Biafra is standing side by side with Oduduwa. We have crossed the Rubicon. It's over for the zoo. It's gone. And I want to tell you something again. There is something I want to bring to your attention, which was passed on to me earlier before we came on air. Afanifere Ohanaeze, fault structure of the zoo, which is the structure of Nigeria. ACF demands referendum on One Nigeria for the very first time. Arewa Consultative Forum have used the word referendum. Are you not clapping for IPOB? Or do you want me to tell you to clap for IPOB and for Radio Biafra? Or what? Are you not clapping for IPOB? For the very first time, Arewa Consultative Forum demands referendum on One Nigeria. The word referendum is now being used. Who brought it into play? The word self-determination is now everywhere. Courtesy of IPOB. When we said that this very message was given to us by heaven, some people did not believe us. But today, Arewa Consultative Forum is talking about referendum. Now you see how powerful we are. We are not powerful. Elohim is. The skeleton of the husband is somewhere in Saudi Arabia. And it's all Islam. Mad people everywhere. You are playing with IPOB. Oh, the Mandibu fly office flat file with one out Abdul Salami constitution. Where are you today? Have you seen how IPOB has won the debate? Do you see how we have changed the zoo? Forever and ever. Do you know why we managed to do it? Not because of anything extraordinary. Because God said we should come. It's God that said that IPOB must exist, not man. That is why we haven't today changed the zoo. They have no choice. They have no choice. We will tear zoo into pieces limb by limb. And by the time we finish, Fulani will not be in Sokoto. This war will fight it forever and ever. Our children will fight their own children. Our grandchildren will fight their grandchildren forever and ever until they leave Sokoto. That is the level of hatred they have generated. That is the level of venom. Fulani have put hatred in us. Fulani wickedness have put hatred in us. And they are going to get it. People should go on live video to bring us the compliance everywhere. Bring us the compliance with our seat at home everywhere. You claim you're a governor. Give a counter order now. All these idiots, give a counter order. All the idiots making mouth, I feel your honor, give a counter order. I have given an order and everywhere is locked down. Give your own counter order. Let's see. Because Fulani gave you 600,000. Some people are building houses. Every 4 years they start foundation. Every 4 years some people have they claim they are freedom fighters. They are building a house. During the last election, they made to roof their property. Now they're looking for money to do ceiling, POP. And they feel like they can counter an order that I gave. They can counter an order that I gave. And now ask them where they are. They themselves are sitting at home. That is how formidable we are, because the zoo is gone. The zoo is finished. The zoo is gone. Everywhere is on lockdown. God is angry with Buhari. Country will break up. Primates, how your daily issues prophecies. Which stupid prophecy? I've been saying it. We will destroy the zoo. I say it with authority. I say it so that you can do whatever you want to do to stop the disintegration of Nigeria. I'm telling you that the zoo is gone. It's gone. It's gone. Final. And as I do it, I will be boasting about it. I will be boasting in the name of the Most High, Elohim. Because not by our strength. We have no strength. We are mere mortals. God said, I will use IPOB to deliver those in bondage in Nigeria. But for you to do that, you must speak the truth always. It doesn't matter who gets angry, which elder is insulted or doesn't feel insulted. As long as you stand on the truth, the zoo will fall. Is it not falling today? Primate, how you're dealing? Those that said in Nam, they cannot do anything. Toothless bulldog. They are just like, who's here to go now? Who's here to go? IPOB is little. IPOB, I've been looking for the translation, I have not seen anyone that is reasonable. IPOB is little, because we are fanatical. It is just like asking somebody who is a Roman Catholic to abandon his faith, or somebody who is into Pentecostalism to abandon their faith, or whatever. It's even bigger than that. To us, Biafra is a religion. Do you understand what that means? I want Fulani Janjawi, that's all right. I want everybody listening to appreciate this. You need to know that we are mad about Biafra. Insane. Insanity. And very soon, if you want all of us to go down, we go down with everybody. The only choice you have is now what are the white people are saying, that let us have a referendum all of a sudden. All of a sudden. The same referendum that you killed us over, because of the same referendum you killed us. Now you're talking about referendum. Do you see that we always win? We talked about self-determination for our people. Is it not everywhere now? Is that not what people are clamoring for? Because of who we are. Uncompromising. We stand on the path of truth. And that is why, if you're not afraid of IPOB, I feel sorry for you. Because you don't know who we are. You have no idea who we are. I'm sorry. Maybe now the zoo, army, and the police, they understand how serious we are. What's here to go? What's here to go? I will fight the zoo to the last drop of my blood. Because they don't reason, they don't understand. This is an army that will come to try and kill people in Owerri. But they are begging for Chad to send them army to fight Boko Haram in Borno. And people are in that country, and you're telling me that they're reasonable, that they're sensible, they're intellectuals, they're elite. You call idiots elite, fools who are, these are half-educated idiots that you call elite. You call them elite. Fulani, Islam. Is this your version of Islam? Your version of Islamic piety and religiosity? Sultan of Sokoto is there, another man, against every tenet of Islam. All the chief imams, both the chief imam of the central mosque in Abuja, all of you are there. A little boy is sleeping with Aisha in Asorok. People that Buhari gave birth to, both Yusuf and all these little kids that Buhari gave birth to before he died, they are calling another man father in front of you people. In this your useless, decrepit, corrupt Islam you practice in the zoo. Hypocrites. And you want Allah, if you die and you go to hell, which all of you are going to, you tell Allah, oh, I was lying. I allowed a little boy to be messing Aisha Buhari about, because we want Nigeria for Fulani people. We want to colonize them for Allah. Now you understand. Now you understand, don't you? They are talking about restructuring, not restructuring. Look at even Arewa has moved beyond Afenifere and what Ohanaeze is talking about. Arewa has gone for referendum. This is a restructuring. Who is interested? What stupid restructuring? What for? Who is interested in restructuring? Thank you very much, my dear brother. Those who claim they are fighting for Biafra, they have Nigeria police, a Nigeria army guarding them. A freedom fighter at peace with his enemy. Hey, China can know anybody. Arewa demands referendum, but will they pursue it?
The thing about black people is that, you know, we believe in theory. We always theorize and theorize and theorize and theorize, and nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens. Nothing. But we are making it work. We are IPOB. That thing you theorize about, we bring it into practical reality. That is who we are. We don't believe in theory. We don't believe in it. And can never, ever believe in it. We have come to the end of our program this very brief program this morning to let the whole world understand that they have made their usual mistake again. And I'm telling them now, we are waiting for them. I told you people that CNN and BBC will write about us very soon. I will give you the secret so that when it happens, you will not told you so. Anytime we catch them, anytime they say Nigeria's president is traveling abroad, we know he's wearing a mask. We are going to remove that very mask. It doesn't matter where he is. It doesn't matter who is around him. And there will be gunfight in that country. And then the whole world will hear about it. And the zoo is gone from there. We can sacrifice lives. Maybe 5 or 6 people can be shot dead. But we, in the end, Biafra is going to come. They will die knowing fully well that due to their heroics, that Biafra was restored. Zoo Alago, I'm being on, before God and man, I'm telling, I can't lie, before God and man, Zoo is finished, it is finished. Fulani can avoid further embarrassment by doing what they said they're going to do, by calling and acceding to our demand for a referendum. Ududuwa, Middle Belt, and Biafra, that's all. Let everybody be on their own. Let the people decide. That's what we're asking for. Or else, what will happen? You see that CNN doesn't want to cover the issue of Biafra. You see Facebook covering this, covering for Jubilee the second with his Buhari hyperactive face mask. They will then report, they will now write about us. Everybody will be writing. Say, the Nigerian president was in, maybe in Singapore, and he was disgraced. They tried to get at his face. Why are you looking for his face? He is wearing a mask. He is wearing a mask. Oh, dear me. I thank you very much for listening. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be live on air, of course. We'll take our questions tomorrow. You know, remember that was the time I used to broadcast morning and evening. All that work, you have now seen it has paid off. Consistency and diligence. Has it not paid off? Otherwise, I'm not talking about referendum. Everybody's now on board. And as I keep saying, you must respect IPOB, but first of all, and most of all, you must respect the Most High Elohim in heaven that decided to use IPOB to do his work on this very earth. I thank you this very, very morning for listening, and please do remember to join us tomorrow morning as well, 7 a.m. Biafra Land time. Questions and answers tomorrow. Everywhere is a direct order to volunteer command. Everywhere should be on lockdown. Complete lockdown in Biafra Land. Complete. That the world may know that we own the place and not these idiots they call stupid, hopeless governors and elite or whatever garbage they call them. The ordinary IPOB family members are the elite you have in Biafra Land and beyond. That is why people try to emulate what we are doing. Because we are formidable. By the grace of the Most High, of course. I thank you very much for listening to us this very morning. It is now, what time is it? I think it's about past 11, isn't it? It's past 11 now. The day that the zoo disgraced themselves once again. Once again, they have disgraced themselves. But until tomorrow morning, from me, from here, good morning.